Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Checking in at training camp was purely voluntary on Friday here at St. John Fisher, but almost all the players took advantage of getting settled in sooner rather than later. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy as we get you set for training camp 2013. And Murph, just about every player we talked to had a genuine sense of optimism about the 2013 season, but that's kind of par for the course this time of the year.
Yeah, that's going on at all 32 camps around the NFL. Everybody feels good when you show up at training camp. This team, obviously with the new coaching staff and all the new energy, that's to be expected. And naturally, the rookies are the most excited of them all. The chief among them, quarterback E.J. Manuel, who knows he has a great opportunity in front of him as the competition for the starting quarterback job is about to begin.
I think I made a lot of progress, as far as in the playbook and things like that. You know, the best way to learn a playbook is to continue to read it over and over and over. So I definitely made sure I did that every day, when I had time off. So looking forward to seeing how I go out there and do.
Manuel's main competition for that starting job will be the veteran Kevin Cobb. For Cobb, this is familiar territory as he enters his third quarterback competition with his third different NFL club.
I could probably just pull out a tape recorder from the last 3 years and push play. So nothing new, but obviously new offense, new place. So, again, I'm very confident in what we're doing as an offense and what we're doing as a team and the strides we've taken and the way Coach Marone structures this entire thing. I'm a believer, and that's number one important thing for me right now. And moving forward, hopefully, you know, we get to do it together. And whatever happens, of course, I'm here for the team, and I'll do whatever it takes.
For veteran offensive lineman Eric Wood, he's now going through his third coaching regime in his 5 years with the Buffalo Bills, but he thinks these new changes, the Bills coaching staff changes, gives him the best chance they've had since he's been here to be a successful team. All that being said, Eric Wood knows it's all just talk. It has to be proven on the field.
That's something we're going to have to see, but I like this coaching staff we've assembled, and I like the group of guys we've assembled. I like our attitude right now. I like our scheme, and at this point, that's about all you can say. You know, we can say, well, we're going to be tougher this year, but until you get out on the field, you don't know that. And you can say we're going to be smarter and, you know, we're going to be healthier, hopefully. But until we're out there, you know, that's all up for debate.
Mario Williams sounded very eager to get to camp on Friday after a first season in Buffalo was compromised by a wrist injury and off-the-field issues wound up in the press this offseason. Williams is more than ready to focus on football.
Everything that's happened has been unfortunate, but it is what it is, and I can't let that distract me in any way, with how big this is for this city and for the fans, and that's my mindset. I'm just so excited to be here, and talking to all my friends, saying goodbye to them before I headed up here. It's just a very important time for me to get in here and just learn, just still fine-tune the system and the communication and, you know, just seeing what's possible. You know, we go out and execute and carry it out. I'm just extremely excited.
The most notable absence from training camp is going to be safety Jarris Byrd. He is still yet to sign his franchise tender, and it does not look like the Pro Bowl safety will be here at training camp, at least not the foreseeable future. I spoke with General Manager Doug Whaley on the John Murphy Radio Show a little bit earlier, and he indicated that whenever Jarris Byrd shows up at camp, they will welcome him with open arms. And, Chris, I think they anticipate that he will be playing for the Bills this year. Obviously, the long-term contract option is gone now, but I think they're expecting that they will have Jarris Byrd. Now it's just a question of when that might be.
Yeah, the ball really is in his court. Yeah. I mean, it's a one-year deal. You want to come play and sign the thing. And who knows when that's going to happen, whether it's going to be early in camp, middle of camp, or after camp's over and we're back at One Bills Drive. Well, our coverage will continue here on Saturday, the official report day for the players. They will have a conditioning test after they take all their physicals. We'll also get the first opportunity to talk to head coach Doug Marone as he begins his first NFL training camp as a head coach. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.